You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are here with Patrick Henry, CEO of Quest Fusion, a consulting and venture investing company that provides strategic guidance for startups. Patrick is the former CEO of Entropic Communications, which was sold to MaxLinear earlier this year. Patrick, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you having me on the program.
Hey, it's our pleasure as well. So for starters, what qualities do you think make a successful business person?
I think good business people are good with people. People respect them. They know how to get things done. They know how to motivate others. They exhibit exceptional judgment, persistence, patience, passion, and a seemingly endless supply of energy. They know how to hire, train, and lead and motivate people and build teams. They can identify good business ideas and know how to formulate plans to bring them to fruition. And they're always looking for ways to add value to themselves, their companies, and their employees. And they do this while operating with a high level of integrity.
Sounds good. Now, is there anything that makes working in technology different from other industries?
Yeah, and the pace of change in tech is much more rapid than other industries. In tech, there's opportunities for breakthrough innovation. And this really means that things that you do can result in a 10x improvement in efficiency or performance or cost or some combination of these. Working in tech is kind of like driving in the Indianapolis 500 every day, while working in some of the more sleepy industries is more like Sunday leisure driving. Don't get me wrong, there are definitely significant challenges in other industries, but the pace is much different than it is in tech. I think the similarities of tech versus non-tech is the need for leadership, the proper amount of process, fact-based decision-making, and the focus on customers.
Now, besides the actual technology, what changes have you seen in the tech industry since you've become a CEO?
Well, the biggest changes I've seen in tech are that our industry is much more sophisticated in the nature of the marketing and the quality of the leadership and professional management. I came in the industry when it was still kind of the wild, wild west. The CEOs were all very big personalities, very charismatic, but they could be pretty rough around the edges. Some of these people are still around, but professional managers that are more trained have replaced most of them. This is especially the case with the larger tech companies. There's a greater sensitivity for diversity, political correctness, sensitivity. There's still a lot of room for creativity and entrepreneurship within the young companies, but the approach is a bit different now. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just different.
Would you have any advice for startups looking to preserve their culture as they grow their business?
Well, company culture is definitely very important. The key thing about building a culture is having a vision of who you want to be when you grow up, when you start the company. It's critical to do things that are aligned with that vision from day one. What do you stand for? How do you operate? In hiring the first 50 to 100 people, you should be thinking about the culture you are building and whether the candidates fit. This can be tough because you also want to grow your business at an accelerated pace, and sometimes startups require anarchists, and it's tough to have them when you get to be a bigger company and try to establish, you know, some form of law and order. But once you get to 500 to 1,000 employees, it's really difficult to change the inherent culture. That's why it's so important to hire the right people at an early stage and build that in from day one.
Today we are joined by Patrick Henry, CEO of Quest Fusion, a consulting and venture investing company that provides strategic guidance for startups here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Patrick, what do you look for when making an investment in a startup or emerging growth company?
Well, in evaluating business, I look for a big market that's growing fast. I look for key customer pain points and a unique value proposition that's being addressed by the entrepreneur and their company. I look for a passionate and dedicated team that has specific product and market knowledge, a devotion to servicing their customers. I look for products that have intellectual property, something that can be protected and provides, you know, a sustainable competitive advantage. And I look for strong leaders in the company, good board of directors, and industry insiders and advisors to help guide the CEO.
What's it like giving advice to a new generation of CEOs every day as CEO of Quest Fusion?
Well, I've been very fortunate in my career to have seen a lot. I've been involved in multiple economic cycles, multiple product life cycles, and various stages of growth in companies. I've hired, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and have worked with hundreds of customers. I feel I have a lot to offer and a lot to give. And it's super gratifying and fun to work with young entrepreneurs and help them out and help them build their companies. I think it's a very good value proposition with Quest Fusion, and it's an exciting new chapter for me.
Are there any common issues that you're noticing with Quest Fusion clients currently?
Yeah, it seems like everyone's trying to figure out how to grow and be profitable, which is a common theme even since I started companies. Startup companies are trying to generate that first dollar of revenue and find their first customer and eventually reach break even. Every entrepreneur feels like their idea is the best thing since sliced bread. Unfortunately, it isn't always the case. And in some cases, they don't have the execution wherewithal to pull it off. I guess these are the most common themes.
Very interesting. And it seems that you would need to have been a CEO before in order to run Quest Fusion. How often do you draw on specific experiences from your time at Entropic while working at Quest Fusion? And if so, what lessons or moments do you keep coming back to?
Well, I think this gets down to it would be impossible to be a good guide for CEOs and entrepreneurs without having that experience yourself, having kind of been in their shoes and seen a lot of what they've seen, working with, you know, management teams, employees, boards of directors, investors. So I think the key things, you know, tips I would give are, you know, be aware. You know, everyone's watching you. Be aware of your body language. Ask questions. Focus on the quality of your decision-making and then sell your ideas. Be patient and persistent. Don't get rattled. Stay calm in the storm. But at the same time, stay passionate and driven. Don't get discouraged. Focus on the customers, but look downstream. You know, look at not only what your customers want, but your customers' customers. You know, look over the horizon so that you have an idea what things are coming down the pipe. And, you know, set goals and be self-critical. Hire the best people you can. Surround yourself with strong mentors. And be true to yourself. You know, always do the right thing.
Well, Patrick, we certainly have enjoyed our time today and certainly valuable information shared for the listeners as well. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Quest Fusion online and how they can be in touch?
Quest Fusion can be found at www.questfusion.com. My blog site, the Consulting Masters, is directly connected to that site. And then I can also be found on social media at Quest Fusion as well. Twitter and Facebook are probably the best places to reach me there.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate your time.
We've been speaking with Mr. Patrick Henry, CEO of Quest Fusion, a consulting and venture investing company that provides strategic guidance for startups. And once again, the website of reference is questfusion.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.